in the name of Lord Jesus.
Nous tenons par ici Christ, nous apportons pour l'anda.
Therefore, that the workers here are able to make time to come to join in this seminar.
Talks about, you know, the expansion of the apostles. So what I'm going to do is that I'll pick out some lessons of teachings from each chapter and to share with you. Obviously, because the book of Acts is also centered upon the two requirements for salvation. So whenever we come to this issue, I will spend a bit of time to talk about it. Now, we know that for the church to expand, we cannot rely on human methods. We are talking about the church of God here. We know the church belongs to Jesus. None of us here has shed the blood for others. It is Christ who came to this world to die for our sins and shed his blood to forgive our sins.
Yesu Kristu pio wa ishe pampesa mbe ya chara na huku tufira pamula nduwa mendushe yesu kai na kusumia mulopa wa kwe pamula nduwa mendushe yesu muku tupususha.
So, it's a clear understanding that the church does not belong to anyone.
Mkuchila uruku tata tuluwa muntuna ngu umoe yo.
The church belongs solely to God. I think if this idea is clear in our mind, then we realize that our service to God in the church will be totally different from what we used to do in the past. We are not here to build up our own kingdom, our own church. We are here to establish the kingdom of God. In which we are all part of. If you look at the Acts of the Apostles, we find that the apostle, together with some of the women, they gather together to pray. We understand that, before the crucifixion of Jesus, you find that they were very much divided. In fact, even during the institution of the Holy Communion, according to the Gospel of Luke, we find that there was always a rivalry amongst the apostles.
Pakati kabo nangu chifurumfuru pakati kabo tumwa.
you know, they ask Jesus, you know, who will be sitting on the right or on the left of Jesus when the kingdom, you know, came to pass. So we find that that idea of wanting to be, you know, to be known, to be great, was always in the minds of the apostles. However, Jesus predicted that, you know, after he was, when he was crucified, you know, the sheep shall be scattered.
Yesu alisobele kukawela kutira iyo akatanikwa awelu kutaruka salangana.
You find that even the apostles, you know, some of them went back to their old profession.
Ulemo na kutila chi, na watumwa vene vabu elele kuchito ya wea kale.
Peter was one example.
Chakumwena kucho tingasambira po Petro, ewali umuwa welele.
So he went back to fishing. But you know, Christ, yeah, after his resurrection, reminded them that they must go to Galilee, where they shall meet.
Iyo Yesu Kristo abushwe kuma kuba kwa abebere kutatibaye ku Galilee oko akaya mukuba kumanya.
We find that that was the turning point for the followers of Christ. So, you know, right before the ascension of Jesus, what did Jesus speak to them about? I want you to turn to Mark chapter 16.
Mark chapter 16.
We read verse 14.
Mark 16, verse 14.
Later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked the unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen.
Anuma amoneke kuba kuwe kumina umo, ave ne hirintuwa kuweme kukulia aweva ava aveweile pakukana atetekela kwa avon.
So the writer of Mark actually discloses, you know, the hidden problems amongst the apostles.
Pakalemba wa Mariko alanda fyabelama afyalemba mupa pamulandu wabatumwa.
Jesus saw it a long time ago.
Yesu adichumwene kabela.
That's why in the book of Mark itself, yeah, Jesus repeatedly talk about, you know, their rivalry amongst them.
Echo mwibukulia Mariko awe Yesu avuwa kula wekisha kufiriyonzine yonsepfie pafio filino kuchitika.
Here we are told that, yeah, Jesus rebuked their unbelief. And also hardness of hearts. Now we pause and think about this very carefully. How could a group of people who have followed Jesus for 3 years and yet, you know, allow this unbelief to set in? Now you can imagine how were these people going to establish the Church of God with unbelief in their life?
Yesu Christu, mutima wako tulishika.
But what we have said before,
we
are here not to build up our own church, our own kingdom.
We are
here to build up the church of God. That's why our hearts must be right before the Lord.
Sometimes there are
hidden problems within.
We find that,
you know, these problems are something that we do not wish to, you know, relate to others or disclose to others. If possible, please put your phone on silent. Okay, I give you a minute or so. You have to put your phone on silent.
Nineti mo pakuti ati mubike mafoni yenu pakuburu mafia chapwa na ngo kushi miafia.
Okay.
Yesu ma.
But now we come back to Mark.
Wele mkwa mwi mariko.
So this was the hidden problem.
Ewa pia wele mwi mubatumwa.
That's why Jesus asked them to gather in Galilee.
Echo Yesu abebe kutatibai mkulongani mgalibi.
So with the intention of what, helping them remove this unbelief from them.
Niliano ya kutila afu miepo ukuka na titikela kwavo.
So in the same manner, when we come to help build up the church of God.
Mshilaimo inepe waisa mkula lukutalwa kwa shikulu mkalesa.
You don't know these hidden problems. There are hidden issues that no one knows about. They should be resolved before God.
Mafia yosu tuwa kwa tamu katika mitima mnye yosu tuwa vikafia ishiwa fefewe katika mitima jesu. Fwile tuwa ya sopulola ya apua ilu tetuwa tupyuge.
I think each and every one of us here knows where our own problems lie. What are our problems? We all know ourselves. You know, in most cases, we find that all these problems are hidden. So here that Jesus, Mark also talks about the hardness of hearts of the apostles. So to a certain extent, you find that their hearts have been hardened by their unbelief. So you can imagine, if they were to build a church there and then, I believe the church will be in great confusion and will be in
a mess.
So to build a church of God,
each
and every one of us must come before Jesus and ask Him and beg Him to remove whatever things that we might have in the heart, which we know that would hinder our progress in the
faith.
We find that if this is not done, we find that many will fall away along the way. Why? Because in the process of building the church, their relationship with God is not righted. You find that that has been a big problem in the Church of God. That's why we also see that sometimes, instead of building up the church, we end up what? Demolishing the Church of God. So we hope that we can learn from this very good example here. After they have gathered in Galilee to see Jesus, you find that there was a great change in their attitudes and behavior. This can be seen in Acts of the Apostles. I want you to turn to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1. We read verse 14. Acts chapter 1, verse 14. This all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. This is like a picture of what? This is a picture of perfect unity. You can imagine if the issue of rivalry was not resolved, how could they sit together for a period of time waiting for the coming of the Spirit? Surely they would not be able to pray together in unity. You find that when the main problem have been resolved, they became very free with one another. Very open. You know, in the Church of God, this is what is required of all of us. Sometimes we feel that, you know, we see that some are very closed up. Probably there are issues within the hearts that prevent, these people from being very open to others, being very free with others. So you find that here they were able to gather together to pray. Because Jesus said that they must wait for the coming of the Spirit. As mentioned in the Gospel of Luke chapter 24, that they must tarry in Jerusalem until they were imbued with power from on high. So this is exactly what they did. Now you can imagine, if their misunderstanding has not been resolved, how were they going to sit together? How were they going to pray together? Let alone, serving God and building up His church later on. So I hope that the church here can do the same. Everyone must come before the Lord first. To resolve whatever problem that we might have in our hearts. Now you find that when they gather together, the number began to increase. The number increased to finally
120.
So this is quite a great number. So it tells us about the power of unity to draw people to Christ. You know, if the co-workers of the church are able to be united, each and every one of us here is able to let go our ego, the self within. And you'll find that our unity together or our prayer together will generate great power and strength. Your togetherness here will bring the brothers and sisters, you know, to come together to emulate our example. Now we look at chapter 2. We turn to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2. Now we read verse 1. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.
Kabiri iryo wafikire usiku wa Pentecost monse bali paliapene nomutuma umo.
Here we find that right before the Spirit came, they were together with one
accord.
So at the point of the coming of the Spirit, they were also together with one accord. We turn to chapter 2, we read verse
46. Chapter 2, verse 46.
We turn to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse 46.
Chapter 2, verse 46.
So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and bringing bread and from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of hearts.
Obushuku n'obushuku baleko shokulongana umutima umumwe tempere nokumoka olamukate kumwabo balerya ifiryo mukwanga nomumfano.
So you find that even after the coming of the Spirit, this good practice, continue on. So we can draw a very simple conclusion here. For the church to be established, to be built up, requires each and every one of us here to be united. Not just for a short period of time. For a period of time until what? The second coming of Christ. We can turn to chapter 4. Chapter 4, we read verse 32.
Chapter 4, verse 32.
Now the multitude of those who believe were of one heart and one soul.
Awe ichina wingi chava titeke cha titekela chari nomutima umo nokufuaya umo takwali.
Okay.
Yes, okay, yes.
And now you find that the spirit of unity actually is like, passed down or passed to who? Those who came to believe.
Ulemona
All all those who came to believe, they could clearly see the unity exhibited by the apostles. I think this is very, very important. If there is no unity, you'll find that Satan will come into work. Will surely come in to destroy the church. Now, if you look at chapter 2 very carefully, because when the Spirit came down, obviously the sound drew many people to the prayer scene. Some of the onlookers didn't understand the tongues spoken by the apostles
in the 120s. Vasango kutila vambi tavaishiwe mochalo lepo kusanga bantu ababa tumwa 120 vatapiri kulande mundimi.
That's why some were mocking.
Echo vambi vatapiri kubatumfia.
So, when people were mocking, something has to be done about it. Again, when you look at the whole story, the Bible says Peter standing up with the 11. They presented a united front. We can see this in chapter 2, verse 14. Now you can imagine, if the rivalry was still there, do you think they were able to present this united front? Surely they couldn't. To be united, require us to be very humble. Everyone in the church must learn to be humble before God and men. We must not look too highly upon ourselves. That's why, because of this united front, and this provided an opportunity for Peter to freely introduce Christ to the onlookers.
So what was
the result?
3,000
came to believe.
Abantu mpendwa 3,000 vaishire sumina.
We said this is the work of the Spirit. No doubt about it, truly this is the will of the Spirit. But we realize that the Spirit first worked among the apostles. And then the power of the Spirit began to extend, to all those who came to see the prayer of the apostles.
So
the power drew many to come to Christ. We said this is the power of the Spirit, which was manifested by the unity of the 120 or amongst the apostles. We need to have this kind of mindset. Whether we are engaged or involved in the work or not actually is irrelevant. The important thing is that as long as the work of God is done, or as long as the church is built up, we should all be
rejoicing. I think that is a very important mindset. You won't feel bad about it if you are not assigned a task to do. You will be very happy. Why? Because your heart is right. You know, sometimes we find that when a piece of work is done in the church, other you see that workers, some workers are rejoicing. Whereas others, we don't see them rejoice. Because there's something wrong with
them.
Not happy.
Why?
Because they were not called to, they are not asked to do. So we must have this mature mindset. Insofar as the work is done, we should be rejoicing. No wonder God had manifested great power through the apostle. That's why so many people came to believe. Now, you can imagine, think about this.
Eh?
Today, if there are many people, come to the church. If they set foot in the church, and the first thing that I see is in church fighting. What do you think they would do? They'll say, forget it. You call yourself true church. How true your church is. Look at all the leaders inside. They are fighting amongst themselves. And you still call yourself true church? No one would like
that.
So, if they come in, they see that everyone is so united. Able to discuss the work of God very freely with one another. Sometimes when you look at a person, when you look at the way they interact
with the church,
you can tell whether this person is harboring a grudge against another. If you look at the way this person behaves, if there is something wrong with him and other people, then this person would be trying to avoid in the church we should be able to express the love of God very freely. If there is misunderstanding, come before Jesus. He can surely resolve it for us. Because the apostle, 120, set up a very good example. That's why you find that those who came in later, emulate their good example. I want you to read another verse. We read chapter 5 of Acts.
Chapter 5,
Acts chapter 5.
Chapter 5.
We read verse 12.
Okay? Verse 12.
Acts chapter 5, verse 12.
Chapter 5, verse 12.
And through the hands of the apostle, many signs and wonders were done among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch.
hawe pishwiro ifingi nepeshamano fyalichitirwa mubantu kumaboko yabatumwa kabiri bali pamogonse mutuma umo mulukungu lwa kwa Solomone.
You find that through the unity of God worked with them and allowed them to perform many miracles, signs and wonders.
Remarati abantu kutira tu mumaka ya kwa lesa numpashwa msho lesa avalant ma achite fisungusho na fipa kwa.
So when the power of God was manifested, it actually what brings fear, you know, amongst the believers. This power of God further what enhances their unity in the Lord. So you find that it is so important for us to be in one accord, forget about doing any work for God if we are not willing to work together as a team. So everyone must learn to work together. Like what we said, you know, we work for God. Because God first loved us.
Alright,
now in showing gratitude to the love of God, we therefore come together what? In unity to work for the Lord. So here we can see how important it is, yeah, to be united. I want you to read the Ephesians. Ephesians, we read chapter 4. We read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Now, meaning, yeah, keeping the unity of the Spirit must be done to the best of our ability.
You know,
when we come together, our bond must be what? Tightly or neatly fostered together. How are we going to maintain this unity in Christ? We need to maintain peace in the church. I think this is so important. So without the peace of Christ ruling in the church, very soon you see that the church will become disintegrated. Because if there is no peace, then there is no what? There is no unity. I think this is a very basic concept that we need to bear in mind. We turn to Ephesians chapter 2. We read verse 16, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 16. And that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity.
Being
able to be be reconciled to God means that peace has been instilled. How does that come about? We find that Christ on the cross destroyed enmity.
Yesu Christu adio na wilo lupato pachapinda ma.
Not only that, he reconciled us into one body. So in the body of Christ, there should always be peace. Actually, it depends on us as well. Whether we want the peace of God to be felt, it depends entirely on us. We turn to Romans chapter 12. We read verse
18.
If it is possible, as much as depend on you, live peaceably with all men.
Ngachinga chitwa mube aba mutende kubantu bonse ngachaba mumaka yenu.
So it is all up to us.
Chaba kuri ife fwe mase.
If we want the church to be a peaceful church.
Ngatema chulu kutarawa kwa shukuru mube mutende.
It is possible to be done.
Kuchi chati tiwa.
As long as we count on God to change ourselves. And ask him for strength so that we can be very peaceful towards one another. Then we find that this unity in the spirit shall be maintained. When we talk about church work, to me, this is one of the greatest church work that we can do. It's not about coming here to speak, teaching, preaching only. To maintain the peace. The peace in the church is even more important, far more important. Far more important than we are here to preach or to serve as leaders in the church.
This
is the mindset that we need to have. Very, very important. So if you want the church to flourish, this is the step that we must take. We know that God is blessing all the churches in Zambia. So without exception, he is also blessing the church here. We do not want this blessing from God to be taken away. Just because we are not able to be united. So from Acts of the Apostle, you can see how we can maintain peace in the church. You can see how they work together as a unit. Although there were so many people, they were able to function as one man. With one mind and one heart, they did the work for God. This is what God wants to see. This is the spirit that we need to have. So this, to me, this is the foundation, very important foundation. When we talk about serving God, now we come back to chapter 2. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2.
Mirimo y'abatumwa, chapter 2.
Now, here it verse 1 to verse 4, it talks about the coming of the Spirit. Yeah?
Verse 1, kuyashita verse 4, ilelani kumulandu wa kuisa kompashu wa mshu.
Here I want to spend a bit of time to talk about the doctrine of the Holy Spirit.
Apande pamposo kukashitaka anono, pakutati, nundo lepo,
So after I finish, you are free to ask questions. If there is any, okay. Now I believe that you know most of you here, you know the doctrines well enough. But you know, as far as the church is concerned, yeah, the doctrine of the Holy Spirit is like, you know, the lifeline to the church. So by the grace of God, we hope that we can know that this is a teaching. Yeah? Very well. We know that the coming of the Spirit was prophesied in the Old Testament scriptures. So when Peter stood up to preach, he actually talked about the prophecy of Joel concerning the coming of the Spirit. We can see this in chapter 2, verse 17.
Chapter 2, verse 17.
Sorry, verse 16. Yeah?
Chapter 2, verse 16.
But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. So we find that the coming of the Spirit is not without what we call biblical basis. Here actually it lays down a very important foundation for us to understand the doctrines of the church. Now, first, for example, when we talk about the coming of the Spirit, it is prophesied in the Old Testament scriptures. Secondly, you find that Jesus himself predicted the coming of the Spirit as well. We can turn to John chapter 7. We read verse 37 to
39.
John chapter 7, verse 37 to verse 39.
John chapter 7, verse 37 to verse 39.
So on the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink.
Na mubushuku wakuperegesha, ubushuku bukalamba wa matewetu Yesu ali minine, abirikisha ati ngomuntu aumfwe chilaka o ese kuri ine anwe.
Verse 38. He who believes in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
Utetekala munda yakwe mukafuma milonga ya menshi ya moyo.
Verse 39. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
Awe ichi chaso sele, ulu amupashu uyo, awa mtetekela valaswa wapokelele, pantu mupashu wali taulapelwa icho Yesu achi tarachindamikwa.
So Jesus talked about it.
Yes, thirdly,
we find that the apostle and the 120 were able to experience it. So today, if you look at the teachings of the church, especially the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, we actually follow this pattern. The prophet talks about it. Jesus talks about it. The apostle talks about it. And they also experienced it. It's like in our time today, we have a further confirmation. That is from the apostle. In the time of the apostle, they have what? They have the prophecies from the Old Testament scriptures, from Jesus, and their personal experience. But today, we have an extra confirmation. Is that so? Old Testament scriptures, from the word of Jesus, teachings of the apostle and the experience, and also our personal experience. So it's not without basis. It's there in the Bible. That's why those who believe, if they pray for the Spirit, they will surely receive the Spirit. This time we held a seminar in Kidwell for 2 weeks.
2 weeks in a Gumirungi seminar, somebody shall
Kitwe. There were two pastors from the UPC.
While they were Kapyunga from UPC,
they came to join in the seminar. So, you know, what we did is, early in the morning, 6 a.m., we pray until 7, 1 hour.
Utampa munchte yalu chelo 6 korokoro, 6 hours. We sufficient 7 hours. All I inga imo pula pe pafie.
1 solid hour.
All I imo, pafie all I imo.
And then, what? 17 hours to 18 hours, another hour of prayer.
17 hours, 18 hours, all I move for paper.
Initially, when they came in,
how are you doing? Why did you do
it? They suffered a lot.
Why did you do it? For
1 hour,
why did you do it? Why did you do it? All I move. Why did you do it?
Some, you know, how many should have been?
Stoop down. Because
they were not used to it. But as the seminar progressed, so one day, in the evening, the second prayer. As usual, we were all praying together. And suddenly, towards the end, and the Spirit came upon one of them. Even though we have stopped praying, he still
continued
to pray. He didn't want to stop. But it confirmed that the teachings that we talk about is biblical and you can experience it yourself. And Jesus says it's to be given to those who believe. If one does not believe, surely he cannot experience it. If you have the hearts to pursue after the Spirit, surely you will experience it. Because God is a faithful God, and His promises cannot be broken. We thank God actually both of them received the Spirit. But That's why we baptize
them.
You know, actually, we hesitated whether to baptize them or not.
You know,
so one of them said to us,
if
you don't baptize us, if he died, who is going to be responsible? He said, never mind, let's go. Experience it, that's why they want to go. That's why we said it's real. That's why it's possible every Sabbath day, you know, if you come early, you can pray first.
Pray first.
Pray for the Holy Spirit. Pray for the church. Pray for your family. If there are some, you know, some of your family members are not believers. Then pray for them. Pray that God will touch and move them. So that they will come to believe. I want to tell you a testimony. There's a sister who came to believe in the church. In London, she came to believe. She came from Malaysia to further her study. University study. Thank God she came to know about the truth. God was very merciful towards her. Baptized in the church, you know, and received the Holy Spirit. And also got married in the church. And you know, after her baptism, she knew that her father was not a member of the TJC. But the father was a Buddhist. The father has been worshipping idols for more than 30 years. With a big idol. So she called, every time she called him, called the father. Why? Because she received the Holy Spirit. She said, Daddy, go to church. Initially, the father just ignored her. But she kept on calling. And also she prayed for the father. So, you know, one day the father said, Okay, I'll go. So surprisingly, he went. He went for one of the services. So in this service, he was touched by God. Later on, he came to believe. And threw the big idols away. That's why it's important. If you know that your family members are not believers, come to the church early and
pray.
We have so many testimonies about this. How members of TJC pray for the unbelieving family members. Many of them came to believe. There's a brother. Now he's a full-time worker. He first came to believe in the church. Many years ago. I think more than 20 years
ago.
Initially, when he first came, the parents and the family opposed very
strongly.
But he did not cease from praying for them. Continue to talk to them. After 17 years. The mother came to believe. The aunties came to believe. Two out of three of his brothers came to believe. Finally, the father also came to believe.
Like
the early church. Always pray. If there is any problem, pray to God. God will help. So many of our brothers and sisters experience this great grace from God through prayer.
Now
we come back to Acts chapter
3.
We look at the coming of the Spirit. What happened when the Spirit came? Verse 2 here says, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting.
At Elio Quafumine Mumuru, no Pumikisha, Ichunda, Quach, Pupu, Chkali, Chamuela, Chai, Swilemon, Namung, and Monsa Mobai Kele.
Here it mentioned a rushing mighty wind.
Ireland Pumulandu. Wachipupu ichikalamba chamwela.
You know, the spirit actually in the original text means wind. So same word, no different. Rushing a mighty wind. And then there appeared to them divided tongue as a fire. This is a very strange description. Divided tongue as a fire. Why compare the tongue with fire? There must be a reason. Now, if you look at a fire, a flame,
yeah?
If there's no wind, the flame stays still. If the wind comes, then the flame will start to
vibrate.
Is that not true? Likewise, when the spirit comes, and the spirit will initiate the tongues to move. That's why, in the church, you don't pretend to speak in tongues. Everyone here has the Holy Spirit. Look at the left. This guy speaking in tongues. Look at my right. That guy also speaking in tongues. I'm the only one who does not speak in tongues. Let me pretend. You're deceiving yourself. You understand what I'm saying? If we have not received the Spirit, come to the front to pray. comes to the pray at home. When the Spirit comes, then your tongues will start to move. It's not like some pastors do. There's some syllabus for the members to follow. You don't learn how to speak. The Bible says what? It is the Spirit that gave you utterance, meaning that the tongues must come from the Spirit. Just like the flame starts vibrating when the wind is blowing on it.
You
understand what I'm saying? So no need to learn.
You
don't need to emulate.
You
don't need to pretend. You don't have the Holy Spirit. Just pray to God. God is a faithful God. And He will give you the Holy Spirit. I'm not sure about here. You know, in some places, there are many Christians don't believe in speaking in tongues. You know, if you speak in tongues, they
will
laugh at you.
Is it
also?
They
will mock at you.
These people, they're gone there.
They are saying things that they don't understand. Look at the scriptures. Every time when tongue speaking is mentioned, it seems that people can understand.
Your
faith may be shaken. I'm the only odd one out. Everyone else, you know, doesn't speak in tongues. I'm the only one. There's no need to worry about
that.
Okay, now we look at verse 5 here.
Yeah? Verse 5, chapter 2.
5 to 13.
In chapter 2, verse 5, we have come 13.
Forget about all this.
We're talking
about. I tell you, if you pay attention to that, you will lose.
Amen.
No, the Bible, yeah?
Alright,
now, 5 to verse 12.
Verse 5, we have to come to verse 12.
You know, some Christians say, tongues actually can be understood. Because when the devout men gather together at the sound from heaven, you know, they could actually hear the 120 speaking in their own tongues where they were born.
20 valelanda mungi mishavu shachifyalirwa.
We read verse 8.
Verengam verse 8.
Chapter 2 verse 8.
Chapter 2 verse 8.
And how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born?
Nga kanshi tule mfuila shani ifwe umomo mundi mi ishesu umotwa fyarilwe.
You find that, yeah, if you were to count how many different nationals, then you find that there are more than 15.
Nga kutu tuwa penda imitundu isha ishile kuria na mvindi misha ile kuria mitundu vayari kuchila popa 15.
They were all born in their own country, yeah? Away from the land of Palestine. But you know, these different nationals, they knew that, yeah, the 120 were Galilean. They spoke only Galileans.
Kanchi nechivalela ndachovaleso savo mutundu wachina galini.
Now think about this, yeah.
Don't talk about paraichi.
Very simple.
Ndarutanga kufiye.
They said all of you here.
Ngachakuti bonse apa.
How many of you 25?
Muri vanga 25.
Speak only Bemba.
Mulande fichibemba.
Okay. And then there are different people.
Ebuli abantina bambi kumbali ukova mshunguluka.
From different part of the world.
Abafuma mchetichale kana kana.
Some came from the UK.
Bamofuma ku UK.
Speak only English.
Babalande fe mchinku baule.
Some came from Germany.
Bamofuma ku Germany.
Speak only German.
Babalande fe Germany.
France.
Babu France
uko. Speak only French.
Na babalande fe French.
Some from Portugal.
Bamofuma ku Portugal kuine.
Speak only what Portuguese.
Babalande fe Portuguese.
Different languages here.
They say
all of you are praying. None of you speak other languages apart from your own language. I'm one of them, and I could hear that you are speaking English. I know that these people don't speak English.
How
is it that now they are speaking English and praising God? The German guys are experiencing the same thing. And how come these people are speaking German? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
All different languages. Now, how can that be possible? If you have 15 different languages, can these 15 languages be spoken by the 120 at the same time? Not possible at all. So the only possible explanation is that God has opened the ears of these onlookers to understand the tongue being spoken by the 120 in their own mother tongue in the country in which they were born. You understand what I'm saying? So here they are not talking like a worldly language. Because some people actually didn't understand. So for those who did not understand, they were mocking. Saying that these people were full of new wine. So, you know, this is the passage on the Holy Spirit. I want you to read, look at the same chapter. Verse 31.
Verse 31 to verse 33.
He foreseeing this book concerning the resurrection of the Christ, that his soul was not left in Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption.
Now
verse 32. This Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses.
Uyu Yesu lesa adimwi mishe kavili ifwe wonse twavako inte.
Verse 33. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear.
Echo pakusansa vikwa kukwa kuryo kwa kwalesa no kupokelela kabili wishie ichala ile umupashi wa mshiro apongolola nomba icho mulemona no kumfwa.
There are two main points here. The coming of the Holy Spirit confirms to us that Christ has been raised. Today, how do we know for sure that Christ has been raised from the dead? Because we received the Spirit. According to Paul, it is the same Spirit that we receive who raised Jesus from the dead. That's why the Spirit confirmed to us that Christ has been raised. You find that the resurrection of Jesus is the center to our belief. So without his resurrection, our faith is empty. We believe in Jesus in vain. Because Christ has been raised through the confirmation of the Spirit in our hearts, we now know that our faith is living. It's not a dead faith. A faith that can what? Lead us eventually to what? Salvation, the realization of God's kingdom. The second point is the coming of the Holy Spirit can be seen and can be heard. It's not like some people said. When you are baptized, you have the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that like dwells in you quietly. But here, Peter is talking about an experience, an encounter with the Holy Spirit. It's not something quiet. It's something very visible. Something that you can feel. Even what? The onlooker can see it themselves. That's why Peter says, he has given you the Spirit which you now see and hear. So, if we say we have the Holy Spirit, but we cannot see, we cannot hear, then you find that our experience is not what? Does not coincide with what the Bible says. We need to understand this. Whatever we believe in must have the scriptures as our backup. Meaning, the scriptures must be in support of our belief. Today, if we said that we have a certain belief, but we cannot see anything in the scriptures about our belief, what we should do is not to change the word of God to suit our situation. Rather, we should change ourselves, change our belief, change our mindset, so that we can follow what the Bible teaches. This is how we build ourselves up in Christ.
Right.
So, this is about the Holy Spirit. Any question?
Mafunzo. We hold it somewhere. Chwe madame kusho. Bambi balandila umatogo katishina ya tinafi mkwika. Kula njisha. That is clear. No questions.
Do you want to take a break? But don't run away.
Mwibutuka iyo.
Take a break and run home.
Mwibutuka iyo. Tusho kwa shitaka anu. Mwibutuka iyo. Mwibutuka iyo. Kukwe no bengishe wola. Awe. Tutushe ko. Tuyono leko. Pagoda tuwa alipo. Kukwe kere kwa pasha hapa ko. Uwele mwubuye ko.
Tuyishe.
Don't quiet.
No problem, you can walk later, walk in the dark.
Namayram kwai ukawa kuisa kwenye shte ya chungulo. Hiyo dati jipo yoku kwa kaita fiyaka pwe.
It's 16 hours.
But you better for your career to appear for my
other. 18 hours. You want to go on until 18 hours?
She tried to grab coffee now, first year, 18 hours. What is it? Well, who and I should be? Why do you call radio anyway? Nah, Papa, the one you have.
Seventeen hours. Okay, we take a break.
Actually, 17 hours.
Let's say 7 break.
To pay to quiet.